Welcome to North Christian Church's audio blog. I'm Pastor Ed Collins, the author of this blog. This week's blog is dated August 9th, 2024, and is titled Rewards in Heaven. I think heaven's going to blow our minds because the things we thought had the greatest impact will pale in comparison to things we did with little regard. Proverbs 16:11 reads, "A just balance in scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work." Jesus taught the parable of the laborers in the vineyard to his disciples to help them understand how God endows rewards in his kingdom. For starters, God is not impressed with man's standards or how highly esteemed a person is among his peers. Jesus taught that rewards are given based solely on the mercy of God, not on the works of men. Matthew 20:1-16 reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those who hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they should or would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." The point Jesus was making is simple. We cannot expect to receive heavenly rewards based on our personal analyses. God's ways are not our ways, Isaiah 55:8. Two things are important to remember here. First, all grace is through mercy. For example, God isn't obligated to give us any rewards at all. Second, God sees the heart of a person. For example, their motivation. Proverbs 20:10-11 reads, "Unequal weights and unequal measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright." We humans have a bad habit of competing with one another, even when it comes to eternal rewards. We aspire to be, quote, great for the wrong reasons. The big question is, what is great according to God? Matthew 18:1-4 reads, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, 'Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.'" As always, Jesus made things very simple for his disciples to understand. He put a priority on humility, which is never concerned about how much recompense a person will receive at the final analysis before the Lord. Humble people are servants. Matthew 23:11-12 reads, "The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Our objective in this life isn't to strive for eternal rewards. Rather, it's to do the will of God. The moment we let our competitiveness and/or our greed get the best of us, we've spoiled our perspective. And, my dear friend, perspective is everything. Then Peter said in Matthew 19:27-30, Peter said in reply, See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have? Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Look, we serve a gracious, merciful, loving God. Whatever rewards we may receive in heaven, let them be as they are, perfect. Most of us, I believe, will be surprised by what God rewards and what he doesn't. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this, please visit us at nccdighton.org. That's nccdighton.org. Until next time, God bless and have a wonderful day in God's matchless grace.